And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I'm Patty Lindsay, filling in for Lorette Brashear. What a great show we're going to have today. Line up with Liam McLemore. I wanted to ridicule that name because it's spelled differently, isn't it? And from American Family Insurance and Women in Business, we also have Brian Sebring from Sebring Insurance, and he's doing the ambassador program within the chamber. Also, I have Helen Larson with the purple shirts. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Okay, it might have said Lorette Brashear, but it's Patty Lindsay. I'm helping her out tonight. So anyways, I'd like to welcome our first guest here, Leah McLemore.
That's right.
We were going to practice that. McLemore. Of course, she's from American Family Insurance. Liz asks, so how's the insurance business going with everything that's happening?
Isn't it? It's been such a bizarre year with everything that's going on. It's definitely changed some of the things that have to do with insurance. We've been so busy, actually. Our town is growing. We have houses coming in. We have people moving into Chino Valley so fast. And it's good for business. You know, I like to see the town growing. But I guess in regards to everything that's happened this year, it's, you know, I've been in the insurance industry for about 6 years now, and I've never seen insurance companies give money back to people.
Oh, I agree. And I just saw the other day.
You know, there are lots of companies that did that this year because of the pandemic.
Yes.
And I've never seen claims go down. And so because people aren't driving as much and people are staying home, we've seen auto insurance claims decline about 30% on a nationwide basis.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's been so crazy. So we gave money back to people, and we're still continuing to do lots of credits.
Do we have to belong to American Family to get return money?
Well, yes.
I just thought I'd ask.
So we gave anybody that had auto insurance with us got $50 back for every vehicle that they insure with us this year.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't get that much.
Neither did I. American Family is the best insurance company, I always say.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, it's been an interesting year, but people have been really happy to see their rates actually go down for the first time I've ever seen any kind of rates ever go down.
I think mine totally, from everything, I think they went down about $50.
$50, yeah. It's been pretty awesome, but it's been a very busy year for us. So we're blessed in the manner of being able to still work and work from home if we want.
So are people still coming into the office, or do you do most of it on the phone now?
You know, most of our business is via phone or via email. We don't have a whole lot of walk-in traffic.
Okay.
I don't think that we ever really did have a lot of walk-in traffic, especially since we're right off the highway. So much about insurance has now gone to a virtual way where you're online looking for quotes, or you talk to somebody over the phone and you get insurance. And, you know, I think that's just the way the industry's headed. And COVID-19 just kind of kicked it off right in that direction.
It has changed everything in the world of how things handle.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. It's been a little intimidating, but crazy.
Isn't there even somewhere along the line, I think I saw there's a drive-through insurance.
Oh, I believe it.
Crazy out there.
I know. It's so bizarre.
But I think you're also here for women in business, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm on the committee. We're really excited about women in business right now. We're getting ready to, our board meets in about 2 weeks, and we're getting ready to put all of our calendar of events together for 2021. We're knocking on wood and hoping that we can still get together in person and have a good time. And we're also getting ready to do a holiday mixer.
Good.
So next Wednesday, it's the 16th. It's going to be next Wednesday at the Chino Valley Chamber. We're doing a holiday mixer. So all of the board members are doing a potluck. So we're making all kinds of different food for people to come and enjoy. And then we're doing the White Elephant Gift Exchange. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We did it last year, and everybody just loved it. We had originally plan not to do a holiday mixer, but then everybody kept calling the chamber, and they're like, we want to do our Women in Business holiday mixer. So we're like, okay, let's put it together. So we put it together, and we hope that you'll come join us. We're really excited about it.
And this is at the chamber on the 16th. What's the time?
So it's going to go from 5 to 6:30.
Okay.
We're going to have lots of goodies for you to snack on, and then we'll do the White Elephant Gift Exchange. And if anybody hasn't ever done a White Elephant Gift Exchange, they are so much fun.
Yeah, basically you just clean out your closet.
Or
re-gift those gifts that you can't stand.
You can definitely re-gift it, and it's fun because if you have, you can steal other people's gifts if you want to. So if you open a gift and it's not something that you want, you have the opportunity to steal another gift.
Now, how many times?
I think each gift can be stolen 3 times.
Oh.
And after that, it can't be stolen anymore. So,
so that person's stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. It's super fun. We did it last year and everybody had a really good time.
So are you looking for women in business people, women, sure. to come out and hook up with you guys and see what you do and then join your group? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess our biggest priority with women in business is just to connect women of like minds. So whether you're selling something, whether you're looking for a job, whether you're looking to make connections, whether you want to make friends, whether you just want to meet people in your community and get involved, then we welcome you to Women in Business. We are a subcategory of the Chamber. So in order to get notified on everything that we have going on, you do have to be a Chamber member.
True.
So we work underneath the Chamber. So we always encourage you to come be a part of our Chamber and be a member, because you're going to get the best rate of return for anything that you spend. You'll be able to meet people in the community, get involved, network, grow your business. So if anything like that sounds like something you'd be looking for, then we want to have you at Women in Business. We have so much fun.
Yeah. You just keep on smiling. So what kind of food?
Okay, so I know that we have Tierra. She just recently joined our committee. She's making homemade chili and cornbread.
Okay.
Karen Otis is going to make, like, rolled tortillas with meat in them. And we're going to have some yummy desserts. I'm making, like, a Velveeta chip dip. I think Lorette's going to bring a veggie tray. So it'll be fun. We'll definitely have some beer and wine.
Well,
and
there you go. Yeah. That'll make the evening go through very nicely.
Exactly, yep.
You'll meet a lot of people that way.
Yes, yep.
But will you remember them?
Oh, that's a good pot.
We'll only have a drink or two. Don't get creepy.
Yeah, and then on top of it, you got to give out your business cards, right?
Mm-hmm. Give out your business cards, make connections.
Now, do you encourage people that just have a home occupation, like doing crafts? Would they be interested in your Women in Business?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my philosophy is everything's about relationships, you know. You never know, like if you're doing crafts, you never know if you'll meet somebody that'll help you with your crafts, or maybe help find somebody that wants to buy your crafts. Like, you just never know. So getting
help
out there
with advertisement or whatever,
getting your name out there in front of people, getting involved with your community is always going to be good, whether it's a hobby or whether it's a business.
And with all these new people, like you said, moving into the area,
yes.
Oh man, the women in business should grow, I think.
I think people may still be a little timid to come out. So
true.
We want to encourage you, if you feel comfortable, wear your mask
and
do the social distancing, because we don't want you to feel uncomfortable. It's a safe environment. We'll have hand sanitizers, hand washing stations, everything like that. So,
And Lorette does keep the Chamber pretty clean.
She does. Yep. She runs a tight ship.
Get that spray out there. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so...
Okay, but now going back to the insurance, mm-hmm. just curiosity on that. So I know this sounds horrible, but are people taking out more in life insurance policies now?
Yes, actually.
Oh, really?
This is an interesting
wow.
topic, because I think certain industries the pandemic has made more profitable. And insurance is one of those, not just because we've seen claims go down, but when times get hard, people really cling to insurance, because if you lose your insurance and everything else, then you don't have
anything. What do you have? Yeah.
Yeah. So we've had people really, and American Family has changed the way that they approve people for life insurance, because now we're issuing people without requiring exams to go through. So you can get life insurance really easy over the phone within a matter of days, and you don't have to go through all the underwriting.
Oh, that's
and things
good.
Like that. So we've been selling a lot of life insurance for sure. This year's been profitable. We have a lot of people moving into the state also. You know, people want to get out of these big cities and come to rural communities and kind of have some space.
We used to be really rural.
Yeah.
I know my business partner came to town in October, and she's going, I've never seen this many cars here, you know?
Yeah, Chino Valley's definitely growing.
Growing.
We probably do 3 quotes a week for people moving from out of state.
Wow.
So we're quoting 12 households a month, people moving out of state. And I'm a pretty small agency. I've only been around for about 5 years. So you can imagine what these bigger agencies are doing if we're only doing 12 quotes a month.
Yeah, that's true. And I remember when Carrie had it before you had it.
Oh, so, yeah, Carrie Bloom. Yeah,
yeah, I remember that. Because you worked for her, right?
No, I never worked
I thought
for
you
her.
Did.
I moved up here a month before she left so that I actually lived with her for a short time, because I had to move up in 2 weeks. I had to leave the Valley and come up here within 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't find a place to live.
Yeah,
and
that's
Carrie
tough.
Let here. Me live with her for about a month or so till I could find a place to live. But Erica Apollinar is the one that used to work for her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a sweet girl.
Well, we'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's his plan.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Santa, tell us the story of Sally's parents.
Well, you see, they have some neighbors that walk around the inside of their house with next to nothing on. Ho, ho, ho. So, instead of asking something for themselves, Sally's parents asked that I bring the neighbors some window blinds from the Blind Brothers for Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. Do your neighbor a favor.
Call the Blind Brothers today. For special discounts, go to theblindbrothers.com. ROC 248-543.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back, and this is your host, Patty Lindsay, sitting in for Lorette Brashear. And I'm here today with Brian Sebring and Helen Larson. Brian's from Sebring Insurance, and Helen's from the Purple Shirts. So I'd like, first, let's talk to you, Brian, a couple things. Again, we got two insurance people, totally different, aren't you, types of insurance, you and Leah?
No, we're the we're the same type, but Leah and I kind of go hand in hand.
Uh-huh.
She does a lot of business in the, you know, different categories such as restaurants and stuff. And whenever she gets business that she can't write, she calls me and says, "Hey, I need some help. Can you write this for me?"
Oh, okay. All right.
So same insurance, but we go hand in hand.
Now, you work from where? Home?
I'm out of my home, yeah.
Okay, and she has, what's it called, brick and mortar? Yeah, it's not brick and mortar. It's more like a, it is brick and mortar there, because the fact, I was thinking it was a manufactured home, but no, it's not. It's actually a stick building. But, so you've been, how long have you been doing that?
I've been licensed for over 10 years.
Wow.
You know, I've been specializing in wealth creation and helping families, you know, plan their estates in the life insurance business. And just recently, I've started to get a lot more families and stuff that are kind of converting their portfolios from the IRAs and the 401ks and putting their money in life insurance. So,
okay. So how long have you been up here in Chino Valley area?
Gosh, since 2010.
Okay, so the 10 years that you were saying for the insurance, 10 years here. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Cool. I mean, that's really good. Well, the other thing is, you're the head of the ambassador program with Chino Valley Chamber. So what is an ambassador?
An ambassador is kind of, I guess you would say, like Lorette's assistants. You know, we do a lot of things during her events that she's got where we help promote the chamber and help be the face of the chamber, but in the times when Lorette can't be everywhere at once. So, for instance, if we had an event like her mixers and the stuff that she runs where, you know, she can't be talking to everybody and being...
Right.
So we help her to kind of be the presence of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, welcome the new businesses that are coming in, and all the stuff that's going on with that, we are there to explain and help people who kind of don't really know Chino Valley that well or new to the community.
That's true. So, okay, so do you go out and help when she's busy? I know she's busy all the time. Do you go out and try to get new clients to join?
We do that. Not so much recently.
Okay. Because of
stuff
everything,
going on,
sure.
We've kind of pulled back a little bit because there's a lot of panic out there. There's a lot of people that are kind of scared. And, you know, we've seen that in our volunteer base too, and our ambassador base. Our presence has kind of cut back almost 50%.
Wow.
And we've had people that are like, you know, I'd love to be a part of this, but I can't do it right now. You know, I've got a family member at home that's kind of got a compromised immune system. And
can't take it home.
I can't take it home, so
sure.
I'm sorry. I have to kind of check out right now. And we understand, you know.
So do you do cold calling, phone calls and stuff too?
Yeah, we do. Okay. We do cold calling. We had about a month ago where we went through and we were calling our Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce members to kind of see what we could do for them, because this is going to be a crazy time for everybody.
Sure, and there's, I think majority, probably 99% of them have made it through so far, the businesses, I think. I don't see anything shutting down. And Chino has pretty much kept going. And I know Lorette, her chamber, has been the only one that's really stayed open the whole time. Maybe closed the door for a few days, but basically open.
It's because Lorette refuses to kind of supersede. She still wants to be a part of the community no matter what happens.
Right. And I don't blame her. And I know when I work down there, I usually wear a mask. Sometimes no, but if I know I'm just doing some computer work and hiding out back there, then I don't. But, yeah, I mean, what can we say? We all have to do our own thing. So what do you have? Don't you have something coming up with the ambassadors?
On Thursday, yeah, we're having the ambassador Christmas party. It's going to be kind of a smaller event this year because of all the stuff that's going on.
Sure.
But it kind of also gives us an opportunity to, you know, spend some quality time with our core members that are going to be there and some of the individuals that want to be a part of the ambassador program. Maybe it's their opportunity to get their feet wet and see what the ambassador program is all about.
Mm. So, Helen, you want to be an ambassador?
Can you give us a quick rundown on what you need to be an ambassador? What do you have to do?
Well, in terms of being an ambassador, you have to be a part of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce as a member. That's the first step.
Oh, okay.
So all of our ambassadors are members of the Chamber of Commerce. The second step is committing about 12 hours a year.
A year?
A
I
year.
Thought you were going to say a week. Okay,
no.
A year? That's pretty
no.
good.
And
I think I could do that.
Some of our higher-up members and stuff, you know, they put in 24 hours a year. You know, we only have one meeting a month, and then, you know, a lot of the events and stuff that we're at, most of our members already are going to the events, so it's not really a step out of their way. It's just that they're representing the Chamber of Commerce now instead of just going to the event to be at the event.
Oh, well, okay. Did he answer your questions?
He answered the question, and 12 hours a year is...
Wow.
Yes.
If only we could do that 12 hours a year, huh? Yeah, because the purple shirts, I think we put a few more hours in than 12.
Absolutely. And I know you guys do. I see you guys at every event. Even at like the Wine Bites and Brew, you guys were on top of the stuff. You're creating little gifts and stuff. You know,
I don't
know how many hours you guys put in, but it's incredible.
But now that you've mentioned the Wine Bites and Cruise, we are planning on having one next year, so everybody just...
Okay, wait a minute.
Hope.
You said cruise. We're planning Whites and Brew.
No,
unless some major thing happens, my opinion is the brew will end up moving into another date, maybe October, if we can't do April. If something, you know, my opinion is I'm still rooting for April. That's what I'm rooting for. Mm-hmm. We'll get everybody out there having a good time again. I mean, we still have the bands. We still have the casino set up. All the deposits are still there. And we still thank all of the people who donated to us to try to get that going. We're hoping that, you know, we can become another big thing again. That's what we want. But so anyway, so what else you got going?
Well, you know, like we were talking about with the Ambassador Christmas Party, mm-hmm. if anybody wants to be a part of the Ambassador Program, that's a good opportunity for you guys to get your feet wet, find out what we're all about. We're going to be meeting this Thursday at 5:30.
Okay.
It's going to be at the new arcade that's coming to Chino Valley. You know where Gabby's Grill is at?
Gabby's Grill is in PV.
Or Gabby's...
Gabby's.
Right, in Chino Valley.
Oh, okay.
It's in that same complex there.
So is it in that old meeting room that next to it that we always had, used to have the chamber luncheons in?
I don't know if he's in directly that meeting room or if he's the room next door. But it's there and he's got the building. He explained it to me and I was kind of like, okay, so I don't know. I don't know exactly where he's at in terms of...
You'll have a big sign out there.
Well, there will be, yeah. I thought it was the meeting room, and then he goes, oh, no, we're not in the old meeting room, so...
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay, see, that's where I thought it was.
That's the largest room down there.
That could put a lot of arcade in there, because want to know, they have Ms. Pac-Man?
I would hope so.
You hope so. Everybody here is shaking their head, and if you could only see all the heads are bobbing here, Ms. Pac-Man, yep.
Between Ms. Pac-Man, Frogger, you know, some of the older
I never did Frogger. Galaxy. Tetris. Galaxy. What?
I like Tetris.
Oh, Tetris, yeah. You got a finger on that one. Yeah, we like that. But yeah, Galaxy, I remember I used to be pretty good at that one. But now you can go buy them too and take them home. But, you know, my friends would probably want not putting money in. It becomes a bank account.
I used to work in an arcade, and we caught kids drilling a hole in a quarter and putting fishing line on it. They would drop it in and pull it back out.
Oh, my. That's ingenious. That is really good. You have to tell John when you're there, go, so we heard that the kids can do this and see what he can.
Well, you know, for that day, he's not going to have any of the arcades collecting. He's going to have them on.
Oh, okay.
But they're not taking money that night. So he's like, everything's, you know.
I may just come for that.
I know, right?
So are you having food for that evening?
We're going to have food.
Okay.
We're going to do kind of like a buffet style with the guests. And if somebody comes and they say, hey, I have my favorite Christmas recipe or whatever, we're inviting people to bring stuff to if they want to.
So it's a potluck, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That's good. So,
should be fun.
So, if you only saw us in here, we kind of look at the Bill that's helping us here, and he points that we have 3 more minutes, and we're like, okay, let's see. We'll talk about something. We promise we will, because we want all of you to have a wonderful Christmas. That's a fact. Even with everything going on, stay with your family. You know,
stay healthy, stay safe.
Safe, healthy, and have fun with your family. I got to tell you guys this. In Chino, the Morning Lions sell their Christmas trees, and they're usually there till the 12th or so, 13th, maybe even sometimes the 16th. They sold out this weekend. Not one tree left.
Whoa.
In one day, they sold 47 trees. And what I'm hearing at part of this is because people are at home. They're going to decorate. They're stuck at home. They're going to decorate. So all the trees went away. I don't have to work now Tuesday.
and they're home so they can keep them watered, keep the trees healthy. They don't have to worry about somebody turning it on and leaving
catching fire. Yeah.
Somebody's there all the time.
And the one thing the Morning Lions do, they take and they keep every tree in a bucket, and they also water them on the needles all day long.
You know, I've had a fake tree for 20 years, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You know, I've had fake trees, and they've been outside for quite a long time. The wind has finally taken the lights, and they're no more. So I have no tree outside. I had a 12, a 9, and a 7. Now I have no tree at all. So I don't know what I'm going to do this year. But I like the aluminum ones from years ago. Those are pretty hot, and they're expensive now.
Yeah.
I remember
the silver ones with the color wheel.
But yeah, but your ambassador program seems like it's really a good thing to have for the chamber. You know, because it, besides it helps the chamber, it helps the all the businesses out there. And you guys, I'm sure you have a really good group there. You have a good time together, and you're going to...
Absolutely, yeah.
Look at you. Yeah, we do.
And like Leah was talking about the mixer, it's a great place to network, to get to know other people, and to find out who can help you.
Oh, yeah.
Or who you could help.
Yeah, make sure you bring all you ambassadors, bring your business cards.
Yep, and you know, the ambassadors get their own name tag where it says Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, and then it says their business on their name tag
as really?
Well. And... You know, that's kind of nice because then it shows your business and then your association with the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's just like a double whammy. You know, you get both.
You get everything.
Yep. And you can wear your name tag out when you go to visit other businesses to help promote the chamber. And,
good.
You know, a little bit of knowledge about what the chamber has to offer. And people are like, hey, get me signed up and I want to be a part of the chamber. And.
Well, I have to say the one thing I did not know that to be an ambassador, you had to be a member of the chamber. I just thought it was volunteer working. That's what I thought. And I realize you are volunteering, but I really thought it was just a volunteer program set up. So I learned something today.
Yep.
And I'm around the chamber a lot. If you only saw this right now, we're laughing.
No, you don't want to
see it. You don't
want to see
it. We're laughing too hard here. Because he just said, one more minute. Right. So, let's see. What can we do now? No, I'm kidding. No, but I do appreciate, and I know the community appreciates the ambassadors and the chamber. Like I said, Laura doesn't shut the place down. Shut the door a little bit so not everybody came in. But you guys have really helped her out a lot. I do know that.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. I think there's a lot of businesses out there that, you know, there's a lot of people where their business is doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that are, you know, their business is kind of in this wavy spot, you know, where they don't really know what to do with the COVID and they don't know how to grow their business. You
right.
know? And that's where we really want to partner with those businesses and say,
I agree.
How can we help you? How can we get you over that next wave and maybe get you into better water where you're not up and down? Because there are a few businesses right now that they're doing okay,
yeah,
but they're not great.
Well, and the thing is, and I see it all the time, any business that belongs to the chamber can come on the radio. You know, you have to put up with us. What can we say? Mm-hmm. But yes, can come to the radio. She can help you with an event. People forget that, hey, I got an event. I'm going to have an open house. Go to the chamber. Tell them that you're having that event. She'll promote it. That's the name of the game. Help everyone. Help all the businesses out there.
I think the one thing the ambassadors do, and I know it's great, is to let people know what the chamber can do for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people think a chamber is just a information booth.
Or, yeah, where you get your maps.
Yep.
You know?
Or,
and that's
know,
not
wall
true.
With business cards. They think,
yeah.
Oh, I'm a member of the chamber. I can put my business card up in the wall now and...
Yeah.
That's the end of it, and it's really not.
And they never check back to see if it's empty. I mean, I even made one in her office that's people who are not part of the chamber yet but have put their business cards up there to help them out and see what can happen for them, you know, to improve their business. I know one of them's a housekeeper, man, that her cards constantly, I'm constantly calling her, hey, I need some more of your cards, you know. So I've talked to her about joining.
Well, and COVID has hurt a little bit of our walkthrough a little, you know, because we don't have as many people traffic. But, you know, we've got the app now.
Yes. Isn't that app great?
It's awesome. It's, you know, plus there's the website. We just got the new website up and going a couple months ago for the Chamber of Commerce. Had that totally
That's right.
redesigned.
You know, it needed
it's,
it.
It's more. No, I didn't do
no,
it.
No, I said it needed it.
It did need it, yeah. I agree. But. There's more than just walkthroughs. We've got a whole skew of things that we can help with, and a lot of it's online and digital. So,
and that's the way it's going anymore.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the biggie. Everything is some people you have to teach. Okay. That's Helen over there.
Oh, I think I
She's
have a finger
better.
Pointed at me.
Yes, you do have a finger pointed at. All right. So anyways, I guess the 1 minute is done. So I would like to say we'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley.
We could all use a little more joy this holiday season. That's why I've been gifting Arizona Lottery holiday tickets left and right.
Ooh.
With over $26 million in cash prizes and $400,000 in second chance cash prizes, it's no wonder people jump with joy.
Woohoo!
Break out into song. And get festive. So what do you say? Are you ready to give the gift of joy this year with the new Arizona Lottery holiday tickets?
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthymc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon from AM 1130, my 99.9 FM. In Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities. We'll get back to talk of the town right after this news and weather brief. The Chino Valley Unified School District is mourning the death of one of its members. Sherry Brown had served on the board since 2011, passed away last Wednesday. Brown was appointed to fill the vacancy left by veteran board member Bob K. Kecker. Her term was scheduled to end on December 31st. She did not seek re-election. According to district officials, Brown was a longtime educator with a focus on special education, who retired from the classroom in 2006. Her husband, David, says she died peacefully due to heart issues that were not related to COVID-19. The next Chino Valley School Board meeting is scheduled for January 11th. Newly elected members Peter Atona and Mike Fogel will join current board members Penny Hubble, Cindy Thomas, and Annie Mortensen. Atona and Fogel were sworn in along with the reelected Mortensen last Tuesday. Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies are working hard to get dangerous drugs off the street, and a statewide law enforcement organization is taking notice.
Over the past year, Deputy Trevor Hurl and his canine partner Vader have been responsible for some of the largest drug seizures in Yavapai County. They include 46 pounds of methamphetamine, 600 pounds of marijuana, 30 pounds of cocaine, 580 THC vape cartridges, and 79 LSD tablets. Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin describes what was located during a recent stop on I-40.
Deputy Hurl arrested three suspects for smuggling a load of illegal firearms across the country. Extensive follow-up led to the discovery of a large-scale criminal organization involved in drug and weapons trafficking that expanded across several states.
For his efforts, Hurl has been named Canine Officer of the Year by the Arizona Narcotics Officers Association. In addition, Devlin says Deputy Cody Cruz has been named Deputy of the Year.
In May of 2019, an arrest by Deputy Cruz involved the seizure of more than 40 pounds of methamphetamine, and he remained diligent in continuing the investigation by obtaining a search warrant to recover additional evidence to ensure a successful prosecution.
Hurl and Cruz were presented with their awards by Officers Association representatives in Prescott last month. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Cardinals beaten by the Los Angeles Rams 38-28 yesterday. The Cardinals take on the New York Giants here at Live right here on KQ&A. This Sunday, beginning with the pregame show at 1. In your KQ&A forecast for the Prescott area, clear skies on into the evening. A low of 30 tonight in Prescott, 10 to 15 mile per hour winds. Sunny with a high of 63 on Tuesday. Winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. In the Verde Valley, clear 35 this evening. A light breeze, mostly sunny with a high of 70 tomorrow. Possibility of some rain showers in Yavapai County beginning Wednesday night. Night through Thursday. That's news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130, my 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure to stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Napa Know How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back with Welcome back. This is your host, Patty Lindsay, sitting in for Lorette Brashear, and I'm here today talking to, this time, Helen Larson from the Purple Shirts, and Brian is still here. He's going to tag in every once in a while.
And we got to explain what these purple shirts mean.
Well, it's purple shirts. What do you want to say other than that?
We are the Chino Valley Lioness / Lions.
Yeah, Lions Club. Didn't they turn?
Yes.
Yeah, those men in Lions International didn't want us women anymore called Lioness. So we had to rejoin a different way, even though we've been around since 1984.
So. And we're going to wear the purple shirts. We're not changing to the yellow and blue. We are the purple shirts.
And we will be forever because Chino Valley knows the purple shirts.
And
even Brian's shaking his head here.
Absolutely.
And we also have a second nickname.
Oh, rocks, right?
The club that rocks.
Well, you paint them. And we have had a lot of rocks.
Yes.
You never know what we're going to do here.
Few years ago when she first joined, her motto was, "This ain't your grandma's club anymore." Yes, you said that.
I said that? Really?
Yes, you did.
The one I remember me saying, it's not about us, it's about the community. That one I remember saying. You never know. They always come up with something we said along the way. But so one of the things we want to tell you about today, right?
Yes.
Is our
I wished I'd bought some bells to ring.
Oh, they'd be loud through the system, wouldn't they? Bill's like shaking his head, yes. One thing I want to tell you, we're talking to Bill. Well, he's the one that runs all the mics. But if you were ever in this room, the room is covered with carpeting. So the sound, you know, so you don't hear us too much. And then one thing Bill likes to do is meow, meow, scratching the carpeting on as it the cat goes up the wall. So I just had to tell you, the next time, if you ever hear any of you businesses that come with Chino Valley Chamber, come and check this out. So anyways, we're here today to discuss the Jingle Bash
and Holiday Market.
And I know Brian's wife is going to be in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I saw I put her name on the, one of the spots today. I think she's next to us.
Oh. Is that good or bad?
I think it's good. Yeah. Look at Brian shaking his head. It's good. We'll keep her in line.
As long as you behave.
Never. That is one thing that'll never happen.
Now, Patty and I both have a booth in this. It is a craft show and not just a craft show. Arts and crafts, food, a food truck.
Well, the food truck we're still working on because the guy lost his generator. So we're working on that one. We have Santa Claus. We have one thing. This is all indoor. And it's at the Grace Church at the roundabout. You want to call it, what was it called?
It's the roundabout with the three horses, and the horses are named.
What's their names?
Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
How old was the kid that named them? Because I was like, I would never have thought about that. Wasn't it a young kid?
No, it wasn't a kid. It was a woman.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Well, I really thought it was a kid that did it, like a five-year-old or something. Boy, I missed that one, didn't I?
You sure did.
But, no. Okay, so we got this big event because there's so many people out there that have been making stuff all year long, and they don't have any place to sell it. So the Chamber and the Purple Shirts decided, let's do this.
And then there's people like me that are looking for things to buy for Christmas that are a little bit unusual. I don't want to go to Walmart and pick up something that 10 other people are going to get the same gift.
We got a lot of different things. We have, and this is off my memory when I was reading it today, we have one person that has got pallets, and there's pallet signs. I know one of my neighbors does. Every month they change it, like they have a pumpkin on one of them, and then they put a star on another one. So it's just the pallets. I have no idea what they look like, but they're just pallet signs. So that's what I know on that one. Your wife's got cups. You do little
ladybugs.
She paints them. They're so tiny. I couldn't paint on anything that tiny in my life. No, I can't. No, I do glass, and we've got people making towels. We got photography. I'm trying to remember some of the other ones.
What about jewelry making?
We got at least two bead people. I know there was a group of sisters that were doing some stuff. I can't remember what they are. I know towels, you know, the crochet stuff and things like that. But there's quite a few really, really nice stuff. And I'm hoping that everybody sells out of everything because that's what we want. Everybody to come out for this event.
And to be safe at the event, all the vendors will be wearing masks.
Yes, we will.
And we will have hand sanitizer around the area.
And then also the church has one there. But if we use theirs, we'll have to refill it. But that's okay. But, okay, so it's this Friday and Saturday?
This Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th.
And what's the time?
9 in the morning, if you can get up that early, to 3 p.m.
Yeah, we made it so it's a reasonable hour. And for a two-day event, this was pretty cool. We did that. Because I hate tearing down after the first of the day. Oh, are you the putter-upper and the tearer-downer? Is that what you're doing?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. You know what? You can put ours up, too, while you're at it. Yeah, but we're going in on Thursday night and putting all the tapes. Everybody will have their spots set up and everything. But, we really appreciate Grace Church stepping up to the plate and giving, because we called for almost 2 months. We've been looking for a place, and we know the COVID and everything, and everybody's getting sick and stuff, but we still feel if we're careful and the people there are careful, we're even asking the people that are coming through the door, we have a sign, please wear your mask. It will not hurt you to wear your mask while you're there. You can take them off as soon as you walk outside. But we really want you to wear them inside so you can be safe and we can be safe.
And like you said, the vendors have really been hurt.
Because
there's been no craft sales.
Not
at
all.
Absolutely.
And a lot of them, that is where they get their Christmas money.
It's very, very true, you know. And I think I have about four people that took a double booth. You know, so they've been waking all year. So how big you're a 6 foot, but I mean, it's basically just a 6 foot space, but we all make on the, where I set you guys up and us, we have an L shape too we can do. So you can bring two tables, and that's, we'll let everybody know that on Wednesday of the vendors, but we had a waiting list and I'm so glad we did. We had like four or five people that canceled. I went through the waiting list today and I think I have one person I haven't heard from. And I think I have one more after that if I need to. But yeah, Santa's outside. One person came in today. They want a spot outside. I'm like, really? It's cold. Yeah. So, but they wanted, and we're like, okay, that doesn't hurt. We'll set you up, I think, near the handicap area there. Cause that's, I'm pretty sure that's where Santa Claus is going to be. Cause Santa Claus is even going to have its space too. It's going to have Santa Claus, a tree, and, like another, so we can do pictures. They can hand the phone out and we take pictures, you know. But it should be a really good time, and I'm just happy about this. Yes.
Culinary food. Explain that.
Oh, well. Okay. These were all printed when we still had yeses from people. Okay. And so I got the three finger, just so you know. You can keep me in line here. But the culinary thing, we were going to have the high school, their culinary teacher was going to have the students do it. Well, now they're out of school. They went online, so there is no way they can make anything for us. So they are not going to be there. I did see one lady on the thing makes jams and breads and stuff, so there will be that. We're still working on a food truck because we're going to be hungry too. Otherwise, we might have to send Brian out for food.
That sounds like a good plan.
I thought so too, you know.
I pick up food all the time, but I think for that many people, it might be a little difficult.
I want to see you deliver it to each one, right? Yeah. That could be tough. Wait, what did you order?
But, oh, it's across the board. Everybody gets the same thing.
Bomber. I want Mexican food. Okay.
I want Chinese food.
Oh, man, we're in trouble. We have no Chinese here, right? No Chinese food at all. And yep. Right, and you know we don't, do we?
We
have Mexican, Italian, American.
Thai food.
No, that's too hot for me. You know me, I can't handle heat. Oh, just so you know, we're at two.
And we want to make sure you remember it's the Jingle Bash and
Holiday Market. Because we kept calling it Jingle Bell, and then I went, no, it's Jingle Bash.
Jingle Bash, yep.
Jingle Bash. I thought it was a cute name.
What dates again?
Oh, you're going to make me? You want to do it together?
11th
of December
and the 12th of December. And the times?
I'll do the first one, 9 a.m.
to 3 p.m.
Woohoo! And what time is it, Brian? We have to be there from and to?
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right!
And remember, it's the church by the roundabout that has the three horses.
It's also called Outer Loop. That's another way to do it. Oh, I'm at one! So anyways, I'd like to thank you. Yeah, thank you for joining us today. And I want to thank our guests, Helen, Brian, and Leah. For coming in today for, again, American Family Insurance and, Sebring Insurance and the Purple Shirts. And, we can't, you know, Helen, what can I say? We kind of do bounce off each other quite well. So, the other thing is I want to let you know the upcoming events. Again, we just said it, December 11th and 12th, the Jingle Bash and Holiday Market from 9 to 3. On December 16th, Women in Business Holiday Mixer at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Remember to bring a white elephant gift. Clean out those, I was going to say refrigerator. Could do that probably too.
Knick-knack shelves.
Yeah, your knick-knack shelves and all that.
Be creative.
Yes, be very creative. All right.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's it, Spider.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
With everything going on in the world, one thing remains constant: the love and happiness that we get from our pets. Pets are trusting, faithful, and love us unconditionally. The best way to start your day is with your cat rubbing up against you, or your dog wagging its tail as it's time to go for its morning walk. Nothing puts a smile on your face like coming home to them waiting for you and smothering you with love and kisses. All this happiness and love is waiting for you at Yavapai Humane Society. Give us a call at 928-445-2666 to find your new best friend.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, I want to welcome you back. This is your host, Patty Lindsay, sitting in for Lorette Brashear, and I'm here today. And one thing I want to tell you is we will see you next time at KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
We're the talk of the Quad Cities. 11